Imagine a world where Mondays bring excitement rather than dread, where leaders measure success by lives touched, not just profit margins. This isn't fantasy, but reality at Barry Wemmeler, a global manufacturing company transformed under Bob Chapman's leadership. Everybody Matters has become a leadership Bible for organizations seeking to balance profitability with humanity. In a business landscape obsessed with quarterly results, Chapman's approach offers a refreshing alternative, building a 100-year company through genuinely human leadership. The results speak volumes, not just in employee satisfaction, but in extraordinary financial performance. When Chapman inherited Barry Wemmeler after his father's sudden death in 1975, he found a struggling company with negative operating income and millions in debt. His initial approach was textbook MBA, cut costs ruthlessly, and view people primarily as functions. Despite $22 million in debt at 22% interest, Chapman maintained a bold vision. When his finance team protested they couldn't afford acquisitions, he famously replied, "Don't tell me what we can't do." His persistence paid off when their English subsidiaries successfully floated on the London Stock Exchange in 1987, bringing in $28 million. The turning point came in 1997 after acquiring three businesses from Bemis Company. At a South Carolina facility, Chapman noticed employees animatedly discussing March Madness basketball, but watched their enthusiasm drain as work approached. "Why can't work be fun?" he wondered. This observation led him to spontaneously create a sales game with the customer service team, transforming a dispirited group into an engaged force that increased sales by 20%. The journey to embed people-first principles revealed how traditional management practices systematically undermine trust. During group discussions, employees consistently identified trust as the most crucial element. A veteran machine tester challenged Chapman, "Why do you trust me when I'm in Puerto Rico, but not when I'm here?" highlighting the hypocrisy of being trusted abroad, yet subjected to time clocks at home. Chapman eliminated time clocks and break bells, despite management fears. This began a process of removing trust-destroying practices, like caged inventory areas that silently communicated distrust. Unlike businesses that prioritize products, Barry Wemmeler demonstrated belief in people by continually asking, "What can we do to better align our practices with our principles?" and implementing employee-suggested changes. At Barry Wemmeler, leadership means stewardship of lives entrusted to one's care, not a position of privilege. This addresses the reality that 88% of American workers feel their organizations don't care about them. Chapman realized that while his pastor influenced his congregation for less than an hour weekly, Barry Wemmeler influenced thousands for 40 hours each week, a profound opportunity to uplift lives. This insight led to viewing the workplace as a business family built on unconditional care. Roy Spence suggests exceptional business families provide unconditional nurturing, treating employees as you'd want your children treated, creating a place people want to come daily, coaching effectively, building on strengths, showing patience with those hurt by previous leadership, and celebrating, mourning, and breaking bread together. Most corporate environments breed fear, stress, gossip, and politics. Barry Wemmeler has created something rare, a culture almost entirely free of these toxic elements. Their VP of Strategy notes, "There is none of the stuff that you see in 90% of corporate environments. No politics or gossiping here." This difference stems from leadership that refuses to tolerate negativity while fostering collaboration and respect. To bring their people-focused approach to operations staff, they adapted Toyota's lean methodology with one critical difference. While most organizations adopt lean to cut costs, Barry Wemmeler used it to spread their people-centered culture. When a consultant presented lean as a way to get more out of people, Chapman walked out, insisting their approach would focus on human thriving, not exploitation. They named it Living Legacy of Leadership, L3, During implementation, a manufacturing team member revealed how these changes affected his home life. "My wife now talks to me more." He explained that before L3, working in an environment where he wasn't valued left him feeling empty and resentful at home. Now that his contributions were respected, he treated his family better. This showed how workplace treatment directly impacts home life. When people feel valued at work, they become better spouses, parents, and community members, creating a ripple effect beyond company walls. By the 1990s, downsizing had become routine business practice. When the 2008-2009 recession hit Barry Wellmiller, they asked, "What would a caring family do?" Their answer? Share the sacrifice so no one suffers dramatically. Their plan included 4 weeks of unpaid time off with flexible scheduling, suspended executive bonuses and 401k matching, reduced travel expenses, voluntary retirement options, and Chapman cutting his salary from $875,000 to $10,000. The response was transformative. Fear gave way to relief, gratitude, and unity. Some team members even volunteered to take additional unpaid time for colleagues in greater need. When business rebounded 9 months later, they retroactively restored the 401k match. People also need to feel significant at work. While most organizations focus on problems, Barry Wellmiller fills their communication channels with positivity. Their recognition programs celebrate team members who exemplify true success. Their first program revealed people were starved for acknowledgement after years under distrustful leadership. Unlike companies that recognize people to boost productivity, Barry Wellmiller does it simply because it's right. Never to extract more work, but to affirm people's worth. Award winners often elevate their performance afterward. As Richard Pike explained, "I come in every day and try to be the person they think I am." Their recognitions are personal, memorable, creative, sincere, timely, and meaningful, favoring unique celebrations and letters sent to homes over monetary rewards. The book concludes with Baldwin's story, a struggling company acquired by Barry Wemmler in 2012. Rich Bennett, once an intimidating manager who fired 10 people in a single meeting, felt constantly exhausted despite his tough facade. After years of failed restructuring that left employees cynical, new leadership offered a simple message: "Trust us, we care about you." When concerns arose that this made people feel too safe, the new CEO clarified, "We're not saying you don't have to work. We're saying you don't have to fear for your job." Within 30 months, Baldwin achieved stability and growth. Rich now sees his purpose as helping others achieve their professional dreams, stating, "I can finally be my true self at work," with his home life improving dramatically too. This connects workplace conditions directly to public health. Heart attack rates increase 20% on Monday mornings, a stark indicator that work is harming people's health. The healthcare crisis stems from chronic diseases caused by elevated stress, with work being the primary stressor. Compassionate workplaces produce more satisfied, committed employees. Early capitalism had moral foundations, but as society secularized, business became defined purely by profit. This separation of markets from morals has harmed individuals and communities. Business isn't just a profit machine, but a vehicle for creating a better future. When organizations build around the principle that everybody matters, both people and profits flourish.